Thank God for those that will stand upon the Word of God, that have godly convictions, and will stand on the truth, even though adversity may come against them. Esther was one of those people. She trusted in the Lord. She relied on God, and the Lord vindicated her.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is a delight to be with you today on Truth in Fact, and we are going to be in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. Esther said this, "If I perish, I perish." Wow, that is powerful. Thank God for women of faith that choose to put their trust in God, regardless of how grim the circumstances may be at the time. What are some things that we can learn from the life of Esther? Number one, she was a woman of faith. There's nothing more beautiful in the eyes of God than a woman of faith, one that believes God, trusts in the Lord, one that serves God with all of her heart. And I'd have to say that it's probably a rare commodity these days. I'm not saying that we don't have women of faith, for certainly we do. But I'm just saying that perhaps this virtue is slowly slipping away in the present church age. Esther was a remarkable woman. Not only was she a woman of beauty, but a woman that loved God. And that, to me, is what makes a woman beautiful. Listen, man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. It's not just the outward appearance that brings beauty. It is the inward appearance. And there's nothing more beautiful to me than a woman who loves God with all of her heart, a woman who desires to serve the Lord, one that has separated and consecrated her life to God. Now, there were other women in the Bible that held this virtue. For instance, I think of Mary. Mary was one who loved God. She was a woman of faith, a woman that would be chosen by the Lord, chosen to bear Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and to bring him into the world. She was a woman of conviction, a woman of love and of assurance and of principle, a woman who lived her life for God, and God used her in a miraculous way. She lived under the cloud of suspicion for 30 years and held on to the promise of God. She was a woman who loved her children and cared for them. She was a woman who would dedicate her children to the Lord and trust God with them. I like that. Mary was a woman of principle. And this is something, my friend, that's being lost today. But then again, where there is a biblical decline, there's also a moral decline and spiritual decline. What happened to the days where a woman first got married to a man and then they lived together? What happened to the days where a man and a woman got married and then they had a family? Nowadays, it doesn't seem to matter. And I'm not talking about just the world. I'm talking about the church. Living like you're married when you're not is a problem. What happened to the days of living according to biblical standards and living a life that's pleasing unto God? Mary was a woman of principle. It wasn't until after she was married that she knew her husband. Actually, it wasn't until after Jesus was born. Give us women that have biblical principles. Give us women of moral principles. Moral means good or right or honest, decent or proper. Mary knew her son, but she had to know him as her Savior. There's no doubt where she was every Sabbath, my friend. I believe she was in church. She was in the house of worship. She carried the heavy load and burden of responsibilities of other moms. She cooked and cleaned and did the laundry and mending, grocery shopping. She cut out coupons to save money. She changed probably hundreds of diapers. She paid the bills. You know what I mean? She took care of her home while Joseph worked with his hands as a carpenter. She stayed up late at night with her children when they were sick. In other words, she was a good mom, a loving mom, one who took care of her home, one that took care of her family. Thank God for our moms. They are to be loved, admired, appreciated, and respected. Thank God for those that trust and live for the Lord.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.